welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, August 22nd, 2023, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. So let's get started. Why do that? We used to do that years ago. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. Why do that? The reason to do that now is because the Gnostic gospel is in full swing. It's in full effect. It's everywhere. It's obviously in the Church of Thelema and, you know, satanic cults and what some might call false religions around the world. But now it has infected the Christian church. It was a thing that the early church dealt with, and you can read about it in the Bible, actually. This is not a secret or a surprise. It's not something that people don't know. In fact, many are aware of this. I've talked about this before. For example, the introductory note on the book of Colossians in my Bible says the Colossian heresy, from Paul's counter-emphases in the epistle, we can discern some of the features of the false teaching of at Colossae. It was syncretistic, fusing Jewish legalism, Greek philosophic speculation, and Oriental mysticism. Gosh, that sounds really familiar. I feel like, you know, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. Like my grandfather used to say, everything old is new again. Continuing with the notes, specifics include dietary and Sabbath observances and circumcision rites, the worship of angels. And throughout the Bible, when man does that, when angels show up, you know, when emissaries of God show up and man throws himself at the feet of these angels, you see repeatedly that the angel says, whoa, don't do that. Don't do that. We'll both get in trouble for that. Don't do that. So we're not supposed to be doing that. Any person or being that advocates that, you know where that's coming from. So the worship of angels and the practice of asceticism, which stemmed from the belief that the body was inherently evil. In combating this heresy, Paul emphasizes the cosmic significance of Christ as Lord of creation and head of the church. Any teaching, preaching, or intermediary that detracts from the uniqueness and centrality of Christ is against the faith. And so it says that, you know, the theme of Colossians is the supremacy and all-sufficiency of Christ, solo Christos, as they say. And there are other books that address the same controversy, you might say. And so this is not a new thing, but now it's in full swing as though it's some new thing. It's always rebranded and repackaged with fancy new terminology. And it's the same old thing, but if you go back and look, no one should, but if you go back and look at Alice Bailey, the book that was credited, one of the books that was credited to Alice Bailey, and by the way, if you look on Alice Bailey's Wikipedia page, let's just do that again real quick. Wikipedia, Alice Bailey, bibliography section. There are two sections. Credited to Alice Bailey, and then below that, credited to Alice Bailey alone. So the section titled Credited to Alice Bailey, has this little disclaimer. Works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received, quote-unquote, work. A received work. What does that mean? It's automatic writing. It means that she was in... She was possessed by one of these, you know, ascended master types that, you know, the demonic leaders of these folks. And so she was in a trance-like state. She was in a catatonic state, scribbling furiously with her eyes rolled back in her head. I don't know about you, but that sounds really creepy to me. So as a work, you know, containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan. So it's not Alice Bailey's work. She was channeling spirits. She was possessed. And the thing that's significant about this is that there are many more works that are credited to Alice Bailey than there are works credited to Alice Bailey alone. Works in which Bailey claims sole authorship of the material. And I would even challenge those, quite frankly, because of the influence she was under. So, the externalization of the hierarchy is one of those works containing the prefatory extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work. This was one of those channeled works. And if you read it, no one should, but if you read it, you realize that, surprise, these people are saying in the last days, you know, in this new Aquarian age, as we return back to Genesis 11 to finish the great unfinished work, the hotbeds, the breeding grounds for this anti-biblical religion, for this satanic one-world religion, the hotbeds for that will be the Masonic lodges. Okay, not really surprised there. We're making good men better. The Bible says there are no good men. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The schools, what? The schools? You mean our children are being indoctrinated into this new age, Gnostic, theosophical religion, philosophy, religion? Absolutely. Well, that's shocking and horrifying. And last, but certainly not least, the churches, meaning Christian churches. And how could they say this thing? Well, this conversion was already in process in the early 20th century, nay, in the 19th century. And some would argue, and I would say legitimately, even back further. The seeds have always been there. That is, to me, kind of at the heart of the discussion of the duality of American history. The irony is, so, you know, you have these three kind of incubators culminating to produce this Gnostic theology, this anti-biblical theology. And, you know, we have to have this great awakening. We have to be brought to life. So that's why we played Bring Me to Life. I said years ago, the reason we played it, back in the days when people tried to argue that, you know, Evanescence is a Christian band. No, 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 not so much. I don't think if it was a truly Christian band, it would have the video, the fancy Bring Me to Life reboot would have over 1 billion views and over 9 million likes. I don't think it would have that kind of cult following, pun intended. But, you know, I said over the years, the reason that we did that was to leaven the world for Christ, essentially, to sort of take back some of those things and concepts. It's gone far beyond that. If I was really going to try to keep everything unsullied by these influences, then we wouldn't ever play anything. You know, we have the conversation from time to time, why mention Wikipedia? Why play CNN videos? Well, if we keep all of the influence out, then we'll never play anything. I suppose we could do that. Never talk about anything. So there's a balance to be struck, perhaps. It's a fine line, you know. I don't want to be part of the alchemical chaos magic process of, you know, creating things through chaos magic. But at the same time, from time to time, it behooves us to have some idea, perhaps, of what's going on around us. Not to be obsessed with it, morbidly obsessed, and, you know, sort of pathologically addicted to knowing things, which to me reminds me of the first deception. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And this all sort of comes back to that. This idea of awakening and the Great Awakening and all that stuff. There are some things I think that everybody should check out. I mentioned recently, and we'll probably play some of this stuff. There are lots. I could point to a few, but a few things that you might find interesting. Third Adam 4, The Road to Shambhala, the fourth installment of Spencer Smith's Third Adam series. I think he's done a lot of homework and research and takes some very esoteric, murky concepts that are designed to be and intended to be murky and not well understood from the outset, so that you pursue it. You keep pursuing and pursuing until eventually you're so sort of wired in and plugged in that you can't turn back. He takes a lot of those concepts and really boils them down and distills them down in simple terms. There are four installments. I think the fourth is a must-see. The others probably two, but the Third Adam 4, The Road to Shambhala video is, I think, you know, if you're interested, even if you're not really, to kind of understand what is happening, this is a very basic and sort of pedestrian look at the shocking, striking similarities between everything that would be considered heretical and apostate, biblically speaking, and what is happening in the mega churches and throughout mainstream so-called churches across America. It's been a while coming, but now it's finally really, I think we've probably just about reached a tipping point, it seems. Everywhere you look, you could just sort of sense that people have, you know, hold these views that are patently Gnostic in nature. And that's horrifying, I think. But if Fred in Iowa were still with us and not taking a dirt nap waiting for the return of Jesus Christ, he would remind us that we read about this in 2 Thessalonians 2. It's fascinating stuff. Do you not remember? So, you know, the son of perdition is on his way. Paul says, now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first. What's apostasy? And it's interesting. So speaking of things that are worth checking out, along these lines, on End Times Productions, the YouTube channel, there's a video published a couple weeks ago, August 4. End Times, most people don't realize what's happening worldwide. And, you know, despite the clickbait title, it's an interesting interview with Jamie Walden. And he makes the good point. I mean, it's a pretty fascinating, fast-paced kind of monologue by Jamie Walden. But he makes the interesting point that most Christian folks, air quotes, miss. He says, you know, so I've talked for years when John in Tennessee would call, we would talk about Matthew 24, Jesus prefacing his response by saying, see to it that you be not deceived. You go to churches all across America these days, and for years people have been saying, praise God, ain't it good that we ain't, you know, that ain't us. How do you know? Jamie Walden makes the point that you cannot self-diagnose deception. You look at the Church of Laodicea in the book of Revelation, and you see that they say to Jesus himself, we're good. They basically say, we're good. We have need of nothing. And he says, you know what? Might want to take a second look, because according to Jesus, they are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And that's not good. You're not good. But they think they're good. They are supremely convinced they're good. How can they be so deceived? So in 2 Thessalonians 2, let no one in any way deceive you. There's that word deception again. For it will not come unless the apostasy comes first. What is the apostasy? Essentially, it's the revolt against God, but by whom? So the point that Jamie Walden makes with this specifically is that we think in terms, you know, like Christian folks will say, oh yeah, the world's gonna, no. And he uses the example of Israel, biblical Israel, to say, hold on, not so fast. Maybe we'll play that clip, actually. A couple of things I want to play, and maybe we'll get into the fires again, the Maui fires especially. Maybe we'll do that today as well. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Sudden, what happened? It's interesting that, you know, for the Enlightenment and illumined whatever crowd, isn't it interesting that it's always a sort of goth feel? It's always darkness. Talk about light, the inversion of reality. Anyway, I'll get back to this point. We'll play a clip exactly 5 minutes, I think, in the next segment of what I was talking about. The video, End Times, most people don't realize what's happening worldwide. Clickbait title, but it's an interesting interview with Jamie Walden. The point that he makes about the apostasia, you know, the world has always been apostate, you might say, since the fall of creation and man. That's nothing new, but the church... That's a different matter. So we'll get into that in the next segment. For now, let's go to the phones. Rhonda in Missouri, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Rhonda.
Real quick. So this morning I came out to work and, you know, you see things on the bottom of your computer like weather warnings, you know, it's all bad and you're you know, it's going to burn up and everything. Anyway, when I clicked on that, it opens up my MSN news in the background. It was really weird that you would be talking about this because one of the stories was, I'll just tell you the headline. I know you got clips to play, but it's from the, I don't even know, Man and Home or something, but it says, quote, Jesus was a socialist, end quote, Christianity in crisis. as conservatives finally realized Jesus was woke. I'm like, what?
So can you read that one more time? Jesus was a socialist what?
Christianity in crisis as conservatives finally realized Jesus was woke.
Conservatives finally realize Jesus was woke.
Was woke.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I've seen other things where, you know, thousands are leaving the church and just, you know, don't read them. But, yeah, I just thought that was interesting that you were talking about this. And this is, again, from MSN News, but...
Yeah. Which outlet? Because they do the thing that where they republish other, you know, MSN really is just sort of a syndicated feed. So do you know which outlet it's actually from?
Oh, U.S. News. It's the U.S.
Okay.
News. That's what it is. But, yeah, and then it's one of those weird things that you have to – you read a paragraph and then you click the right arrow and then – so for instance, the second one is a headlines, A Crisis Within Christianity, A Foundational Aspect of the Faith, Liberal Talking Points, A Profound Shift in Christianity, Diluting the Core Messages of Christianity.
So can I just say the reason this is happening is because – you know, the best thing that people could do if you call yourself a Christian, the best thing you could do right now is read your Bible and pray. And when you pray, start – if you are a Christian or you're not, make sure that you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 first. Get the secret decoder ring, which is the Holy Spirit, because the Bible doesn't make sense to the natural man, as it says. To the natural man, it's foolishness. The Holy Spirit is your guide. It's your interpreter. And there's this all kinds of crazy – theology out there, you know, people who deny the Holy Spirit, the whole, you know, the Godhead is not actually the Godhead. It's one. The Trinity is fake. Those people are Unitarian modalists, and to deny the Holy Spirit is, I would say, you know, that's very dangerous ground. So you need the Holy Spirit to interpret the Bible and to be your guide through not only the scriptures but life. And once you start to know, once you start to have a solid foundation in the Bible, then I just was talking about the word deception and the fact that Jesus, for example, in Matthew 24 says, "See to it that you be not deceived." And the first deception is very telling. I'd like to finish that thought when we come back. I feel like I'm making a short point long. Anyway, we'll finish that when we come back. Stick around, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there is something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are all happy days. These days are all happy days. These days are all.
Welcome back. Interesting times. Wild and dystopic ride. Interesting times. So, just to sort of cut to the chase, the point that I was getting to, the first deception, Genesis 2 and Genesis 3. Genesis chapter 2 and 3. So in chapter 2, I mean, very beginning of the whole Bible, verses 7 through 9 in the King James, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then the three rivers, and you skip forward to verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And then, you know, next verse, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And so you skip forward a few verses, and, you know, he caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, took one of his ribs, creates woman, and so on. The story goes, people say, well, why didn't he create woman first, or with all these other things that he created? That's an interesting discussion. But you skip forward to Genesis 3, and the serpent was more subtle and cunning and crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And so he comes to Eve, comes to the woman, and she wasn't there when the command was issued, which is interesting. That's why I read the order of those things. She was formed from Adam's rib after the command is issued of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, that thou shalt surely die, Genesis 2:17. So she wasn't there, and the serpent goes to her and says, yea, hath God said. But what does he say? He says, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Always adulterating the word of God, always adulterating the authentic. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now, the serpent knows that's erroneous, and so there's an opportunity to deceive, to further deceive. And so he says, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And so I think, you know, it's the same old strategy at work today. There's a reason. And then, of course, you know, bad things happen. And I think you can skip forward to Genesis 3:16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. This, I think, gets right to the heart of the Barbie discussion, where, and the rise of the divine feminine stuff, and, you know, all of the other thematic elements that are appealing to every demographic in society, that we have to throw off these chains and rise up, a very Marxist message. And I think there's a reason that the serpent is targeting women, particularly. One of the things that Spencer Smith included in the Third Adam 4 documentary was the Nikola Tesla quote. And I'll just throw this out there, and then we'll leave it at that, and we'll go back, and you can tell me what you think about all of this. So Nikola Tesla said this: the struggle of the human female towards sex equality will – this is like 100 years ago. The struggle of the human female towards sex equality will end in a new sex order with the female as superior. The modern woman, who anticipates in merely superficial phenomena the advancement of her sex, is but a surface symptom of something deeper and more potent fermenting in the bosom of the race. And so – I'll continue the rest here in a second, but I mean, think about the Barbie movie as just one example of the, you know, this continual barrage of propaganda along these lines. To finish the quote, the acquisition of new fields of endeavor by women, their gradual usurpation of leadership will dull and finally dissipate feminine sensibilities, will choke the maternal instinct so that marriage and motherhood may become abhorrent and human civilization draw closer and closer to the perfect civilization of the bee. And so I think that's about it for the moment.
Yeah, my sister actually was talking to somebody that we used to go to church with, her daughter, who's like in her 20s now. Mm-hmm. Somehow the conversation flowed, but she was talking about, my sister was talking about transgenderism with her and how wrong it is. And she's like, I don't see anything wrong with it. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like we should, you know, speaking of John in Tennessee, I should probably mention Bernard Mandeville's The Fable of the Bees, because that's, you know, kind of the classic esoteric reference on the subject, speaking of the bees. And
I
today,
remember that conversation, but I don't remember what it was about.
We had a few.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can bring that up. But I have one more point here, and you were talking mm-hmm. about the foundation of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And in this article, it says, the Sermon on the Mount, a revered doctrine found on the in the Gospel of Matthew, has long stood as a cornerstone of Christian moral principles. It's guided Christians toward a life of love, humility, and peace for generations, or attempted to, at the very least. However, modern society has begun to cast doubt even on this foundational aspect of faith, of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're there's so many things that are accepted now. It's if it doesn't get switched around and get back to, you know, all, you know, the Bible and all the guidance he gives us, it is, but, you know, you go, I actually heard somebody on RBN say, it was a guest host, and he said that his people have to go through this because, so they won't forget. All this garbage, it's just everywhere you look, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, and you're, like you said, it's well, it is interesting times, but it's, it's, there's a, you know, underlying disturbance there with, people just need to shut it off. Don't go to see Barbie. I never would myself. And grief, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
you really have to have a gift of discernment these days to be able to navigate your way through life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, but, you know, it's, I just saw this and I was like, how interesting is that? This has happened to me more than once where I'll be reading something or I've just read something and then somebody will bring it up and I'll be like, oh, I guess we're all on the same page, Chris.
Mm.
You know. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. I just want to bring that to your attention because the headline, Jesus was a Socialist, Christianity in Crisis, and they, then where was their foundation?
Yeah.
If conservatives finally realized Jesus is woke, then right. They didn't really know him, did they?
I feel like we should play the Malcolm X clip here, you know. Don't ever... basically, don't let your enemy define terms. You know, the first thing they do when they take over places, they take over the radio and they broadcast, you know, the war is over. And everybody laughs. And he says, you know, they don't ever let them tell you how many of you there are, how many of them there are, et cetera. And so that, I think, is a lot of what's going on here. Obviously, you know, so what is a conservative? You know, what do these terms mean? You know, to sort of debunk the headline, Jesus was not a socialist, as I, you know, Raphael Warnock is not right. Jesus, the early church was not socialist. The question is, who's in charge, who decides? And the state was not in charge of determining how people, you know, what they did with their things. When they had all things in common, that was the Holy Spirit. It was the Pentecostal moment where there was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Is very personal. It wasn't some mystical force. It was very personal to each person involved. And the Holy Spirit impressed it upon people's hearts to do whatever, and they responded accordingly. And they had all things in common as a result. That's in contrast to the state. And the proof of that is in the story of Ananias and Sapphira, when Peter confronts them both separately and says, he doesn't say, why did you lie to the state, or why did you lie to me or anybody else? He says, why did you lie to God about this? Because it was between them and God. He says, you guys could have done whatever you wanted with the proceeds of the sale of the property. And you basically promised to God that you would do this, and you lied to God about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the proof. So socialism is the state, which is a euphemism for someone's special interest, which is a euphemism for the god of this world, 1 John 5:19, and that's not what was going on in the book of Acts and the the Pentecostal outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Jesus wasn't woke, obviously. Jonathan Rumi is not Jesus, and neither is Jim Caviezel, and so on and so on. We need to just, those who feel compelled, read your Bible. That's enough. And, with all of this, there's also, speaking of the Alice Bailey stuff and the externalization of the hierarchy and the shocking picture that, is painted in the externalization of the hierarchy, where the hotbed recruiting grounds for this new age satanic one world religion will be the Masonic lodges, schools, and churches. People don't realize that, we've been indoctrinating our children for decades, sending them to be indoctrinated, and even paying for this stuff, which causes effort justification. The IKEA effect, where, kids and parents and everybody are working together and pitching in to help Junior go through university, which is an old Platonic concept that's ungodly, I would say, patently ungodly. And with everyone paying for this, who's going to renounce, who's going to bite the hand of their kidnapper, to mix metaphors? Who's going to say, this is a bad thing? Now you're calling all these people around you stupid. If Junior says, I think this is a bad thing, mom and dad say, oh no, we're paying for it. You got to stay in school. Mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to admit that they were wrong, and that they were wrong at such a high cost, potentially. So what comes with all that indoctrination, especially since the cultural revolutionary, cultural Marxist era coming out of World War II, is a hardcore skepticism and all of this deconstructionism. And now people are talking about deconstructing their Christian faith. And that, I think, is what is in that headline. It's in all of the Marxist stuff, like the so-called woke stuff, the transgender stuff, the, Black Lives Matter stuff. It's in all of that. But it's ancient skepticism. It goes back to Pyrrho and Pyrrhonism, which is a reboot of Plato's Academy. And we're steeped in it. It's everywhere. It's not science, it's scientism and radical empiricism that are concepts from antiquity, and they have reemerged in Hellenistic fashion to seduce us into believing that not only is it new, but this is the way, man. This is the way. This is, erudite people do this. If you're sophisticated and cosmopolitan, you're on board. And if you're just a rock, then maybe you don't get it. But we're steeped in it.
Yeah, this was just one guy writing an article. Was it, is this an article of power of suggestion, or is it true?
It's what it is, and the reason why I mentioned the first deception is it's the first deception. Yea, hath God said, to get people questioning their faith.
Jesus
was a socialist, and there's all this other stuff that goes along with it, like people saying, well, maybe some of these other books should have been included in the Bible. Why don't we know more about Jesus' life? The Bible says if everything were written about his life, I think it's the end of the book of John. John's gospel says if everything about his life were written, it would fill every book. It would fill more than every book on earth.
Right.
And my response to the people that say, well, maybe we don't, maybe there's stuff that's been withheld. Why don't we know enough about Jesus' life? My response would be, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? There's enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
already to know. Do you know? Can you recite the Ten Commandments to me? Why don't you start there? Why don't you start with what you have?
As a result, it naturally yeah, we're in a commercial, I think.
Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the show.
Anti-inflammation and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. I feel like I should say, you know, there are probably people going, why is he yelling at Rhonda? What, Chris, why are you yelling at Rhonda? She's always so nice and pleasant. I'm definitely not yelling at Rhonda, and I don't think we even disagree. What we're talking about is the headline that Rhonda mentioned, Jesus was a socialist, Christianity in crisis as conservatives finally realized Jesus was woke, which is all completely absurd. And, you know, I was just talking about some of the examples that are related to that, that people are getting swept up in. And this was in relation to what I was talking about earlier in this first hour, which prompted Rhonda's call. And so we've been talking about that. But, you know, again, just to finish my thought, you know, people along these same lines, people are saying, well, you know, have things been withheld from us? You know, maybe some of these other books should have been canonized. And, you know, like I said, I think of Jesus saying, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Have we been faithful with what we already have? And he who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. And the opposite is true as well. So, you know, it just takes me back to the first deception. Yea, hath God said. Questions that, you know, and I've said for a long time that I believe the devil has but one weapon. I think you see it in scripture, and it's the power of suggestion. Yea, hath God said? You know what? Maybe he's withholding stuff from you. And of course, that feeds into a distheistic and a mesotheistic view of God. Maybe he's capricious and he's a trickster playing tricks on all of us. And none of that is true. So
yeah, maybe they're writing this article because maybe, I mean, we don't all know everyone. Maybe more people are waking up to the truth and turning back to their, you know, roots, Christianity, or, I mean,
biblical,
I know,
orthodoxy, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. And if you read that headline and you're on that road back, you go, wait a minute, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he was. You know, if you're not strong in your faith, you're definitely open to the power of suggestion.
Amen.
So how many people do you think are waking up, though, Chris? I think we'll find out here if they try to pull another one of those, like they did in 2020.
Opportunities of Crisis episode, Mass Formation episode. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess we'll find out, especially with that fire in Maui. That was not, I watch Peggy Hall's coverage on that because, while she's not in Hawaii, she knows people over there and stuff. But, she said if we keep pushing back, because, you know, the governor over there was saying that the land belonged to the state, and the state could do whatever it wanted, and then there was apparently some pushback, because the next time he was in a news conference, he said, and this will be my last point, he said that the state belonged to the people of Maui, you know, the people that lived there. So, I mean, the land belonged to the people of Maui, so... Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rhonda. Much appreciated, as always. World Economic Forum lackey, Josh Green. Anyway. I digress. The question, what do I think? Are people, you know, how many people are waking up? I'll answer that, and we'll go back to the phones when we come back. Top of the second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.